Hey there, Drawn and Paneled podcast listener. John here, and I'm here along with George.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
This is not exactly what somebody who listens to Drawn and Paneled would expect to hear at the beginning of one of their episodes. It's a little different, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they would generally hear me starting off, so that's going to be different off the bat, yeah.
So instead, I just want to chat with you a little bit about some changes that are going on with Drawn and Paneled and Gen X Grown Up. So let me just turn it over to you and ask you, tell the listeners what's happening with Drawn and Paneled.
Sure. Well, unfortunately, Drawn and Paneled is going to go on a bit of a hiatus indefinitely for right now. Reason why I'm saying indefinitely is because I'm not sure exactly if or when we'll be able to get back to the podcast. I have had some health issues as of late. We've kind of joked about them here and there on the different podcasts on Gen X Grown Up and Drawn and Paneled.
Right. We make light of them, but I mean, they're no joking matter. I mean, there's some serious things going on that you've been pushing through.
Yeah, there's been quite a few changes as I get older, and it's some stuff that I need to
speak up, Sonny. Getting older,
right? Yeah, it's some stuff that I need to essentially de-stress some different areas of my life. I need to kind of take more time to rest. I have to work as a full-time job. Unfortunately, not yet Gen X Grown Up nor Drawn and Paneled to pay either of us full-time wages in order to be able to do it.
We're always double working to manage the things that we're doing. Right. Fair. And I can go on record as saying that putting out a regular podcast is a pretty much a part-time job on top of a full-time job that you may be doing. So I can certainly attest.
Absolutely.
It can cause some stress. And Drawn and Paneled was the show that you were pretty much driving. And so that can be a lot of weight on one person's shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of research. There's a lot of corralling a bunch of different people and everything, getting interviews done with different creators and going to different conventions to meet people and, you know, finding your resources online in order to get comic books, in order to be able to review and doing the website and doing links and show notes. And it's a lot of work. So first of all, before we go any further, I want to thank all the people who have contributed to Drawn and Paneled so far. First of all, I'm going to go back to the OG days of Jason. Jason, who hasn't been on the panel for a little while now. Jason really did a lot of that back end stuff for me. And so I want to just put it out on Front Street that I was able to keep the podcast going for as long as I did because Jason was always such a big help. And I appreciate all that he did.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah. Also, Mo and more recently, Rachel. Have both been joining me on the panel. Rachel especially has just been a godsend. She is brilliant, funny, smart, articulate, and you know, then there's Mo, but
Moving on.
I'm just kidding. Mo has been awesome as well. He's been very helpful. Anytime that we were talking about books that he was interested in, he was happy to jump in and help out. And John, of course, you have been on the panel off and on
for quite
a little while. And I really appreciate all the effort that you helped me, not just being on the panel, but you really taught me how to put a podcast together, how to do the back end stuff, how to edit everything.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure.
It's been a real fun ride. Also, Geeks Worldwide and Evergreen Podcasts have been huge partners and supporters of ours from the very beginning. So
they're going to give us a platform to put out our content, and they welcome Drawn and Paneled right along with our other shows. That's right.
And they've helped us make connections in the comic book world. So that's been a big boom to Drawn and Paneled itself in particular. So I just want to thank all those people.
So looking back on, again, we're not saying that everything is going away, but certainly an extended hiatus. And just in case we don't get back to Drawn and Paneled, you know, your health doesn't recover, it doesn't happen. I really want to ask you, kind of looking back on like a year of doing this show, year plus, do you have any like fond memories or kind of things that you really are glad that you did this show for, or what it did for you, or what anything you remember?
Right off the bat, I can think about a lot of close ties that I made in the comic book world, both at Scout Comics, the two Jameses, the two Jims, however you want to say it, James Haik, Jim Pruitt. They have been absolutely instrumental in my re-education of independent comic books. Jim's brother over at Aftershock has also been, you know, extremely helpful. The guys over at Stabbity Bunny, those guys have been so nice and everything, and it's a great comic book.
Very supportive.
Yeah, I think probably some of my most favorite favorite stuff was early on in the beginning of the podcast. We had myself, Jason, and then we would usually have a creator join for the entire podcast. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. It was very difficult for scheduling, but when you could get them scheduled, having those creators, those people who work in this industry day in and day out, was just unheard of, as far as I know, on a podcast. I don't think any other podcast was doing it on a regular basis, I should say. And it was just so much fun having them as that guest panelist. We did transition over to doing interviews, which was also fun, the little interview segments.
Right.
But getting to meet all those people, going to the conventions and seeing them convention after convention and them saying, "Hey, George, how you doing, man? How's the podcast going?" and talking about that stuff. That's probably my most fond memories.
So what is the future of Drawn and Paneled right now? So we said indefinite hiatus. So what do you think about, is the door closed? Is the door open? What do you see? Are you really just focused on your health, or kind of where's your mindset for the show in the future?
Yeah, I don't want to say that the door is closed. I do still have a strong love for comic books and the independent comic books in particular. And I still want to try to find a way to provide a platform for those comic books to be shared with a larger audience. And that's really what Drawn and Paneled was all about. I don't know. I'm not going to be able to make any plans or predictions as far as,
yeah, that's fair.
Hey, I'll just be gone for a couple of months right, or I might be gone for a couple of years. I don't know. I am focusing on my health. I am still very happy to be a part of Gen X Grown Up. I'll still be on that podcast every week.
Well, I was
going
to mention that with Drawn and Paneled going away, I give you this pink slip that you're no.
Yeah.
Of course. That was actually my next question. What is the future? What are you looking to do yourself with Gen X Grown Up? Obviously, you're a part of the primary triumvirate of GXG, and you still are. So what do you see for your future with GXG? Do you have any other projects in mind, or where will people be able to see and hear from you, you think?
Sure. Well, just as Drawn and Paneled is near and dear to my heart, Gen X Grown Up is as well. John, you started Gen X Grown Up, I don't know, 3 years ago at this point, something like that.
Yep.
I was one of the first people that you talked to about it. You and I got together and we planned some things, because at first you said, "Hey, I want to do a YouTube channel." I'm like, "Why do we want to do a YouTube channel? We're old. We're not capable of doing YouTube." And you said, "No, but listen at the name, Gen X Grown Up." And I remember you texted it to me while I was in line at a convention getting an autograph. And I was like, "Oh, I like that name. I really, really like that name.
There's something there.
That's got some legs. Yeah, there's something we can do with that." And, you know, we started off, you had done like two or three videos already. And then I joined you and we started doing stuff. Mo, we brought on really shortly thereafter because we really loved the stuff he was doing with his movie reviews. It's such a big part that I want to stay involved in it. I kind of want to do some more gameplay stuff. I kind of have some ideas for doing some live stream retro game challenges kind of thing, maybe. But I kind of want you to handle all the back end so I don't have to be stressed out.
So. Fair enough. That's fine with me. So people will continue to hear you on the Gen X Grown Up podcast every Thursday. That's not changing.
Yeah.
People will probably maybe see more of you on the YouTube channel, possibly, because you're not tied up doing a weekly podcast yourself. And the door is wide open for me. Rachel is near and dear to her heart. We'll probably see and hear from her again.
I really want to. Yes, absolutely.
It's really just the show maybe is kind of going on hold, but the cast of characters and Gen X Grown Up are still going strong. And so we hope that your listeners will stick with you and us with the other ways that we put out content. And certainly I look back fondly on the time that I spent on Drawn and Paneled, and maybe it'll happen again in the future.
Yeah. And, you know, I thanked a whole bunch of people who were involved with the show, but the one group of people that I want to thank most of all are those podcast listeners. That was a core group of people who wrote in to us and shared reviews about our podcast and told their friends about it. And it was really nice to get those responses. And it was all over the world. I mean, we had people from the United States. We had people from Australia, Germany, Italy, England, everywhere downloading this podcast. And, you know, it might only be 10 people in one country, but that still meant a lot to me. And it still does to this day. And I'll probably, you asked me earlier what I'll remember the most fondly. Maybe that's really what I'll remember the most of all, is that how many people through all walks of life, through all different countries and places, found this podcast and enjoyed it.
That's really the greatest thing about creating content, is connecting with somebody that enjoys it and they give you feedback. Yeah, that's really awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
So want to be sure we were upfront, let everybody know what's happening with Drawn and Paneled. Hope you'll keep it in your feed and stay subscribed. you know, stay up on what else is happening with Gen X growing up. And most importantly, George, I hope this gives you the de-stress that you need so you can focus on your health, because I have a lot of work for you to do with GXG. You're not going anywhere anytime soon, my friend. So stay well, stay alive, and we'll keep you busy.
Thank you very much. And I definitely want to be around for the long haul. So take a break for a little while, recharge the batteries, get my health back to where it needs to be, and jump right in with both feet as soon as I can.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks a lot, George. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Gen X Grown Up is a member of the Evergreen Podcast family. Learn more at evergreenpodcasts.com. We're also an affiliate of the Geeks Worldwide Radio Network. You can check them out at thegww.com.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dean Archipotis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dean Archipotis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.